through. And at the end of my days, when your throne fills my view, I will sing of your mercies anew. I will sing of your mercies.
This is WCNO 746 this morning. Good morning, everybody. If you're tuning in today for Joyce Meyer, once again, the programming today has been preempted so that we can share with you the financial needs of this radio ministry. Joyce Meyer will be on this evening at 7:30 p.m. and we'll be back on the air next week at this time. We'll be returning to our regular programming no later than Monday of this coming week. We hope to get all that back on the air for you. Well, we have phone lines open at 888-221-8990. We had Inez sending along a gift from Royal Palm Beach, Joyce from North Palm Beach, Carmen stopping by the station, dropping off a gift this morning. And we are wondering, perhaps, if the men are up today. We've got Carmen, Joyce, and Inez. How about our brothers out there today? Hopefully you haven't forgotten us. 888-221-8990, $420 away from that first $1,000 level of the morning. And we also have a way that you can give online.
Yes, we do. You can go to WCNO.com, WCNO.com, and there you can make a pledge. You do not have to give your gift today, but you can give when God provides and God directs. You can give today if you'd like to. You can give by an assortment of credit cards.
Yeah.
And
we've got another job that maybe somebody can do is they need to call the station and tell Karen to get back in here on the air. She's out at the phones waiting for the next call. I tell her, say, Karen, where are you at? You know, we look around, she's out at the phones, and she's getting programming ready for the week and doing all kind of other things. And I told her, I said, Karen, your voice is important. You need to be in here. And I'm shaming her this morning. No, anyway. But a big, important part of our day. And so just if you're wondering, we have not banished Karen to, here she comes. All right. Well, are you back now? She doesn't want to even say anything.
I am here. I'm a little bit sleepy this morning.
A little bit sleepy.
I have three cats.
Uh-huh.
One of which stays out the whole night, sleeps on the porch. Usually knocks on the door about 4:30.
You're not trying to sleep out on the porch with the cat, are you?
No.
Okay.
But anyway, the two younger ones decided that they want to go out during the middle of the night now.
Mm-hmm.
So I was up at 3 a.m. One of them threw up, you know, which is a normal occurrence for cat owners. So that woke me up. That woke me up about 3. So then I was up. Then the other one woke. The other one got up, and she's like, well, I want to go outside. So I figure I'll let her out, and then I was going to get up at 5:30. And so she goes out. I'm just about ready to get back to sleep, and she's crying at the door to come back in. And then she comes in, and then the little guy goes out. And, like, anyway, so I've been, like, piddling around with the cats, you know, mm-hmm. from 3 till about 5:30.
So sounds like you've been in the cat ministry.
I have been. And then I had to herd them in, you know, when I was getting ready to leave. So anyway, I'm just saying all that to say that
I'm not called.
You know, they
that.
Disturbed my sleep greatly. Yeah.
Well, we used to have cats at our house, but we now have a dog.
A dog, yeah.
A dog. So anyway. Well, anyway, friends, just wanted you to know that Karen is here, you know, that we
I am here.
And we are grateful to have her. She's been a big help to us here at WCNO. And we are hoping that perhaps some of you might join us with that gift of support here today. 888-221-8990 is the number to call and make your gift of support here this morning. All my hope here on WCNO. The time 7:51.
I've been held by the Savior. I've felt fire from above. I've been down to the river. I ain't the same, a prodigal return. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God that yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. And I've been washed by the blood. I'm no stranger to the prison. I've worn shackles and chains, but I've been freed and forgiven. Yes, I have. I'm not going back, I'll never be the same. That's why I sing. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. Oh, my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the blood. There's a kind of thing that just breaks a man. Break him down to his knees. God, I've been broken more than a time or two. Yes, Lord, then he picked me up and showed me what it means to be a man. Come on and sing. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. Yes, all my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the blood. Come on and sing. All my hope is in
my hope here on WCNO. Our time is 7:54. Well, we've got some more news for you here this morning. We want to thank a friend in Palm Beach Gardens, Julie, stepping up here this morning to stir things up. Are you ready for things to be stirred up, Jonathan?
I'm very ready for things to be stirred up.
How about you, Karen and David?
Yes, sir.
Are you guys ready? Ready to stir
I'm
it up?
I'm stir ready. I'm stir ready.
Well, I was talking to Cynthia. She said you were more stir fried.
Well, after 11-hour days here, you bet.
All right. Well, we're going to stir it up here this morning. Julie in Palm Beach Gardens calling in with some matching funds this morning of $5,000.
Wow. Praise
so,
God.
So we're going to see if we can stir it up, kindle a little fire, build a little fire. Julie, Palm Beach Gardens, a $5,000 matching funds challenge here on this morning. That's a good thing. We'll see what happens here. We're just before 8 o'clock. Let's see, we've got about 4 minutes till 8. I'm trying to figure out how much time to give this. Maybe 15 minutes? We need to redeem some time here this morning. No, of course. I'm thinking maybe, what do you think? You think we can get it done by 11 o'clock today? I think so.
11, yes.
11 by 11. 11. That's 3 hours. That's a stretch. We don't want to, you know, we know what happens when we put too much time on here. Then people say, well, I'll wait to the last few minutes, you know. Right. And so we hope that those of you that are listening this morning, maybe you've been listening, you've been waiting for someone to make a matching funds challenge to call it in. We have people that we had a gift that came in the mail yesterday said, add this to the matching funds. When the matching funds is there, we know that people like to do that. And Julie in Palm Beach Gardens giving a $5,000 matching funds challenge. I think everybody may know what this means, but just in case, if you give a gift right now, what you're going to give your regular gift, whatever you give, but this is more about expediting that gift, getting it in during this time, than it is about you. You don't have to give any more than you normally would. You give a gift of $100 right now, then Julie is going to add $100 to your gift.
Right.
That's how it's working, okay? Now, if you give $200, Julie will add $200 to that gift. Maybe you want to give a gift on a monthly basis. You want to give a gift of $50 a month. Jonathan, if they give $50 a month over the next 6 months,
well, that's that would be
$300. Mm-hmm. And Julie will give an additional $300 to add to your gift. So it's called matching funds. Whatever you give, Julie will give a dollar for every dollar you give, up to $5,000. Now, when you give $100 and it's matched with the $100 from Julie, that will leave us $4,900 to go. And of course, we'll be whittling this down. Now, if somebody right now wanted to give a $5,000 gift, well, the matching funds would be done, and we'd save 2 hours and 55 minutes or
then
so.
And we could move on.
And we could move on. So it's up to you how you give and what you give. We don't suggest that anyone should give any more than they feel comfortable in giving. But Julie wants to match up gifts. Julie from Palm Beach Gardens, a $5,000 matching funds challenge. And people are saying, okay, well, enough of that. How about a phone number?
The phone number is 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. And there are open lines at this time.
There are, and we're ready to take your call.
You
can also give right now. If you're unable to get to a phone, you can give online at our website, WCNO.com. And when you visit our website, you're going to see a link there on the home page that will take you. You click on that. It says donate here. It will take you to another page. And at the top of that page, you can make a pledge. If you scroll down a little bit, you will find that you can make a one-time donation by credit or debit card. And then if you scroll down a little further, you will find that you can set it up on a monthly reoccurring payment. So that's up to you. And we're coming up on the top of the hour in just a moment. But Julie in Palm Beach Gardens giving a $5,000 matching funds challenge. My good friend Valerie from Lake Worth calling in. Good morning, Valerie.
Morning, Valerie.
Giving an additional gift today.